WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KK04RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP or Net Control. Is there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP or Net Control. A portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I'd like to welcome W4FCM, Fred, and N4IEI, Isla, from Traveler's Rest. KN4RJN, John, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. KA5WLL, Leroy, from Taylor's. K4OSH, Pat, from Malden. KJ4UHF, Jack from Greenville. KC4W, Bill from Anderson. KW4TS, Jim from Pelzer. K4XMR, Mel from Prosperity. KO4RUR, Chris from Greenville. And W2AMD, Andrew from Simpsonville. We appreciate all those that used the pre-check feature to check in with us tonight. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and let me know your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight, we will begin with the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP or Net Control.
KO4RYP, good evening, Anna. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am currently at my QTH tonight in Pelzer. 730U, Chad, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, from Pelzer. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Fred, via EchoLink. Tonight being Saturday night, we will begin with Alpha 3 Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, QTH, B in Dickinson. Good evening to all.
KK4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4DMW, Rick, and his lovely wife, KK4ONO, Lorena, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle. They are all in Piedmont. Thank you all so much for checking in with us tonight. I'd also like to recognize W4DJW, Mr. Dave, our net manager, and Greer. Thanks for being with us tonight, Dave. And I will pass on your greetings to Chad. Next, I'd like to recognize N4AHO, Mr. Doug and Walhalla. Thanks so much, Doug. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt from Greenville. I always enjoy hearing your voice on the radio tonight, Mr. Kurt. Thanks for being with us. Next, we have KB2BYQ, another one of our friends named Dave in Easley. Thanks so much for checking in with us tonight. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens. Mr. Roland, I always like to hear you call in every night. I hope you are doing well. All right, I'd like to give one more call for any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP or Net Control. We'll move up to the next section of the alphabet, Echo through Hotel, E through H. Please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
4AR, I'm sorry, Anna, I missed your call up, Net Control. Please check in KO4HKX. This is Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I'll be in and out tonight, Anna. Thank you.
KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick from Penrose, North Carolina, KO4HKX. Patrick, you've got a really good signal tonight coming into the repeater. It looks like you might be the only one in this group. I'm going to give one more call for Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Full. Check in Kilo 4 Echo Charlie Mike K4ECM Mobile. This is Andy in Cowpens. No comments.
Hey, me. Hope you and Chad are doing okay. Please, if you will, check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Anna. Sounding really good. Appreciate you calling the net. 73 to you and everyone else.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, K4ECM, Mobile in Cowpens. Mr. Andy, thanks for checking in with us tonight. You be safe out there. I'd also like to recognize AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike in Simpsonville. Thanks, Mr. Mike, for checking in with me tonight. We have someone popped up on Echo Link, so we'll pause here for just a minute and ask for Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4RYP or Net Control. We will move on to the next group of our alphabet, India through Lima. India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
KO4RYP. To the net, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf. KO 4, ISG, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia. And have a good net and a good night. 73 to you all. God bless.
KO 4, RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative, be negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
YP. Hope you and Chad are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, Anna. No traffic, no comment. Good evening to all.
4RYP. Anna, thank you for favoring us as net control tonight. Please check in. KK4JBQ. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, KC4MFK, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. You and Chad have a good night tonight. All the best to the net, 7-3.
RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments this evening. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4ISG, Mr. Danny in Gastonia. And also KK4JFO, Mr. James in Tuxedo. Thank you for being with us, James. I always like to hear you check in because one of my favorite places in all the world is up there next to you in Zirconia. So it always makes me smile when I hear you check in. All right, we'd also like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. Mr. Sid, I drove up your way today, and it was a beautiful drive. The leaves are absolutely gorgeous. So thank you for checking in with us tonight. And next, I would like to welcome one of my husband's Tuesday night late net talkers, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. It's always good to hear you check in, Larry, and please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And then last in this group so far is KO4JKV, Duncan up in Asheville. Mr. Duncan, thank you so much for being here tonight. All right, one last call, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4RYP or net control.
RYP. Anna, it's so good to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY. Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, and this is Daniel slash Chad, a.k.a. Chad's best friend. He just doesn't know it yet, and I am located in Taylor's.
For RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I would like to welcome Chad's best friend, Mr. Daniel, KI4DTY. Thanks for checking in, Daniel, and for keeping Chad straight as much as you can. It's a hard job, and I definitely need help doing that for sure. All right, we'd like to move up now to the group Mike through Papa, M through P. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP or net control.
RYP. Wow, what a surprise, Miss Anna. You got this down to a science. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, Lake Bowen, and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there on Lake Bowen in Edmund. Thank you so much, Walt, for checking in. I always like to hear you talking on the radio. And I'd like to also check in my husband who's here with me, KO4NUE, Chad, and he is right here in Campobello, my right-hand net control station tonight. Are there any other stations, Mike through Papa, who would like to check in? Please call KO4RYP. We will move up to the next group, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Q through T. Please call KO4RYP or net control.
Control. Kilo, Echo 4, Sierra, Uniform, Juliet, KE4SUJ, Mark, I'll be located in Kamasi, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Y'all have a good evening. 73.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. Mark, KE4SUJ, all the way from Tomasi, South Carolina. That is quite a distance for you to reach the repeater, so you must have quite the antenna going on down there. Thanks for checking in with us, Mark. We appreciate it. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP or net control.
4 Whiskey Hotel Sierra, Whiskey 4 Whiskey Hotel Sierra, Stephen in Lincoln County, Georgia.
The 4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. Stephen, W4WHS, reaching us from Lincoln County, Georgia. Thanks for checking in, Stephen. I'm excited to get so many long-distance, out-of-town people checking in on the repeater tonight. We appreciate you being here. All right, this time we're going to move up to the next group, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters U through Z, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, given. I'll be located in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. I hope everybody's doing well.
Control. 4 Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Chief and Club Officer. Good evening, Miss Anna and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out.
Control.
Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4 YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight.
4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KN4UBG from Fountain Inn. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Kevin. And Mr. Keith, KE4ZHF from Columbus. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Keith. Net Control would also like to welcome David, KC4YLC in Whitmire. And Mr. Scott, KX4YM. And he brings along his wife, KO4ACD, Miss Mary, and his daughter, KO4ILI, also Mary. And they are all in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight. Please tell Mary and Mary we said hello. All right, Uniform through Zulu, one last call for Uniform through Zulu. Zulu, any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters U through Z, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
YP or Net Control. Kilo, Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, KJ4, WZM, Daniel, and by telephone relay, KI4, MLN, Kilo, India 4, Mike, Lima, November, Al, he's in Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. You're doing a fine job.
4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel over there in TR, KJ4WZM, and by telephone relay, Al in Spartanburg, KI4MLN. Thanks for being with us, Daniel, and for relaying Al into our net tonight. I hope you all are doing well. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, any station at all that hasn't checked in yet that would like to, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Echo Zulu November, Harry in Chandler, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
RYP. Got your call right, your Anna. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4YP. Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, my sweet little bride Joy, or my pretty little bride Joy, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. We are home in Easley. I have no traffic. I'll be around for comments. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
For RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry from Candler. Thank you for checking in tonight with us, Harry. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. Mr. Andy, I'd love to hear you talk on the radio, and I appreciate you checking in, and you did get my call right, so thank you so much. Net Control would like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his pretty and sweet bride, Joy, K3JOY. And Mr. Gary, I have you in for comments, so I will be back to you in just a little bit. Thank you so much for checking in with us, and tell Miss Joy we said hello. Anyone else wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Charlie 3, November Foxtrot Alpha. This is Lee in Greer.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome via Echo Link, KC3NFA, Mr. Lee in Greer. Thank you so much for checking in with us via Echo Link tonight. Lee, I hope you're having a great night. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First one I have for comments tonight is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary.
RYP in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Miss Anna and Mr. Chad. Hope y'all are doing well. We had a good day today. It's kind of busy at times. Got up and had to go to the dump and take a little trash off and do my recycling and that sort of thing. I got that done and rode over and met not new hams. They've been around a little while, but hams that I had not met yet. Got to meet Daniel and Bill. Daniel, Bill, and I'd already met Patrick. And, of course, got to see Hubby today and Chris and everybody. They were having a good time. And I had some other things I had to get done, so I had to leave and come on back this way. Had to go get some dog food. Big dog has not been eating like she normally does, and I stopped over there where I get the dog food and talked to the folks, and they said that I was the fifth person today that had come in and said that their dogs were being picky about what they're eating. So I got her a little different flavor dog food, brought it home, and fed her late this afternoon, and she smelled it a little bit. And took a couple of pieces out of her bowl and buried them, and not far from her bowl. And then she went back and started eating. So I guess it's going to be all right.
Les, this is KO4RYP. Well, sounds like you might have hit the nail on the head and gotten the right kind of food for the dog. If she's saving a couple of pieces for later, it must mean that she likes it pretty much. I know that Chad had a really good time seeing you and all the others today. It was a good day for him. He did come home pretty worn out tonight, so I don't know. Y'all must have run him pretty hard up there today, which is good. He'll sleep well tonight. I spent a little time with my sister today. We rode up to Fletcher to a salvage antique, like architectural salvage place, and picked up a cast iron tub that she is putting in her new house, and brought that back. And I tell you what, Gary, it was the most beautiful drive today. I think we must be at peak leaf season, or this weekend must be like peak time for the leaves, because they were absolutely gorgeous, and the weather was beautiful, and the sky was clear. It was just a good day to be outside doing something and admiring the beautiful weather and the beautiful leaves. So I sure do hope that your dog continues to decide to eat well. It's interesting that 5 people had come in today. I wonder what's going on with the dogs around this area.
What's going on with the dogs that day? It could be a change in the weather. You know, something as silly as that. That does play effect on them, I guess. Gosh, I'm glad that you and your sister got to spend some time together. I know Chad had a good time over there. He was laughing and cutting up when I left. And so they were having a good time, and I'm sure they had their good afternoon. But I'm glad you got to spend some time with your sister. Joy and I used to go, this has been years ago now, we used to go up to Blue Ridge Parkway when it was time for the, well, in the fall, you know, when they said it was peak leaf season up there, and then we would go up there, and then we'd come back down this way, and then the next weekend we wouldn't go up as high, and we'd drive up in the mountains a little bit, and then as the foliage came on down this way, the different colors, we didn't go as far north as we had been. But it was a good day for it. I think the only thing that might have made it better for you today is there was a lot of leaves fell because of the rain that we had Thursday. Had you not had the rain on Thursday, you would have really had a good color show, I feel like. I'm sure you still had a real nice one, and it was really pretty up through there. Because of just where I went today, I got to see a lot of pretty fall foliage, and that's all good. You said your sister bought a cast iron tub to go in her remodel. Is that one of the big clawfoot tubs?
She's been bought an old mill house in close to downtown Greenville, and we love anything old, vintage, antique, and she's trying very hard to bring all her renovations and remodeling is going to bring it back to really the 20s when it was built. And so she did. We found a cast iron clawfoot tub. She needed one a little bit smaller than normal, so it had to be to fit in her spot. She found one about 58 inches long, so it was in pretty good shape, and we were able to, well, we didn't, but the guy up there loaded it in the back of the truck and tied it all down for us, and we promised to drive slow as we came back down the mountain, and we did, and made it home without losing it out of the back of the truck or having it crash through the cab. So I consider that pretty successful. And I do know what you mean about the leaves. It was interesting as the farther we got north towards Fletcher, which is where we were headed, the color, like I think they were probably peak last weekend, or else they lost all their leaves in the rain that we had on Thursday. And I did think about that, Gary, that we probably lost a lot because it was quite a downpour. But it's just neat to watch the color go up and kind of fade just a little bit the farther north you got. The other fun thing I did today, first before I went with my sister, was to go with my future daughter-in-law to get her wedding dress altered. She has to have it hemmed. So I got to see her wearing the dress, and that was just a real sweet, precious time with her, too. It makes me super excited. I'm gaining a beautiful, beautiful daughter-in-law in a few months, and I'm just thrilled to pieces. So all in all, it was a good day. Chad had a good time, and so did I. So good day all around. It's KO4RYP. Back to you, Gary.
I'm going to interject one thing, a couple of things. Number one, you said you and your sister liked antiques, so y'all like me because I'm old. That's one thing. The other thing is, you're not getting a daughter-in-law. You are getting a daughter. My father-in-law told me when Joy and I married, he told me, he said, you are not my son-in-law. My son-in-law, you are my son. I will treat you just like I treat my own children. And if you don't like it, tough, deal with it.
Great, Gary. You're exactly right. She is definitely a daughter, and I will treat her just like just like my own daughter. She is precious, and my own daughter Abby is super excited to finally be getting a sister after growing up with two Hightower brothers. That's a rough life there. So she's really excited to finally have a sister.
Well, I have met Miss Abby. She's a very sweet young lady, and her boyfriend. And he seemed like a pretty nice young man. The only problem he's got is he likes Clemson. But that's okay. Everybody can't like Tennessee. I don't know what I'll get kind of repercussions out of that, but that'll be all right, too. But that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Anna. I'm glad that you and Chad both had a wonderful day. Y'all get some rest tonight and have a wonderful day again tomorrow. Just enjoy your weekend. And I've got two very, very sweet daughters that married my two sons, and they're just super little ladies, as I'll put it that way. I love them both to death, and I'm sure you will yours. But y'all have a good evening, a wonderful day tomorrow, and I'll turn it back over to you and let you get somebody else to bump their gums with you. I enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again sometime soon. KO4RYP in the net, KI4DOS.
Thank you, Gary, for talking with me for a little bit. I surely did enjoy it. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. Well, at this time, I want to check and see if I've missed anyone for check-ins. Anyone Alpha through Zulu who would like to check in, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
YP. I messed that up. Sorry about that. This is Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy in southern Greenville County, K4XB. Mr. Tommy, thank you so much for checking in with us tonight, and you have a good evening. Any other stations, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP or Net Control. KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. This is Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. 73.
KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Juan in Greenville, WA4KC. Mr. Juan, thank you so much for checking in. You are the 50th check-in tonight, and I really wanted to get to 50. So I've heard rumors that there's some sort of a door prize, but you have to talk to Gary, WKI4DOS. I believe he's the one that started that, so he'll let you know what that's all about. But thank you so much for checking in tonight, Juan. I hope you're doing well. Anyone else for comments or check-ins, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
RYP. This is Daniel, KI4DTY. I do have a comment, but not important.
DTY, KO4RYP. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hi. You're doing amazing tonight, Anna. It's so good to hear you. I think last time that you ran the net, I didn't get to call in because I had really bad service. But it's really good to hear you tonight.
I appreciate that very much. I do enjoy calling the net from time to time. First time I heard Miss Wendy call on a Monday night, I thought, I want to be just like her, and I want to call the net too. So she was quite the inspiration. So I do enjoy it very, very much, and I appreciate your comments tonight. Anyone else for comments or check-ins? This is KO4RYP. KO4RYP. I'm sorry, Daniel. I didn't ask if you had anything else. I just kind of cut you off and went right on to the next thing. Did you have anything else for me tonight?
I see how it is. I figured you were just jealous. That's why. But no, I'm good. I just wanted to say hi and actually get to talk to you since that's rare. The only time I really hear you is when you're trying to get after Chad, so for saying something.
have to say, he was over here going, just go on, just go on. So I think he was trying to keep me from maybe finding out something that went on today I don't need to know about. I'm not sure, but it was sure nice to talk with you tonight. I appreciate you checking back in with me. All right. Anyone else for comments or check-ins, please call KO4RYP or Net Control. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. 4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.
4DTY, KO4NUE.
DTY, what you got, Chad?
Ooh. I just realized halfway through her net that I don't really have a radio to jab back, if you know what I mean. And I've seriously considered, okay, I'm going to have to get my shoes on and go sit out in the truck because I can see where this is fixing to go. Oh my gosh, no. I was thinking the same thing because I could kind of hear you. I thought I heard you in the background one time. I'm like, oh man, he can't get on the radio. This is like perfect. Exactly. So I was trying to get her to comment on that 1982 dot matrix printer you got, but she just, you know, I'm doing this. I don't need you to tell me what to talk about. I got it. So I just, you know, okay, all right. Nothing I can do.
Yeah, I figured something was going on, and then it was fine. I didn't have a lot to extra say, but then she just kind of kept going on, so I thought maybe I upset her.
Not at all. No, she, matter of fact, she turned around and looked at me and says, oh, no, I think I cut him off. I shouldn't have, you know, I should have sat and talked with him a little bit longer. And, I shouldn't have said that, blah, blah. And I'm like, honey, you're in the middle of a net, okay? Hey, focus on the computer, focus on what's going on. And just like, oh my goodness. What? Busy.
I thought she did amazing, so I was in the other room, which they're still in the other room now, but I was in the other room, and I kept looking at my phone, and my wife was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to get back in my office real quick. I'll be back.
Okay, well, I mean, tomorrow's the day, so you made it, and it's always nice to spend time with your in-laws, though. But, anyway, man, y'all wore me out today. I am tired.
HKX.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just going to ask Daniel how his Last Supper went.
The Last Supper, it was like more like a last snack.
I think my wife's done cooking for the week. She's been cooking for 7 days straight with them, and yeah, I think she was done tonight. But so I didn't even say anything. But I'll tell you what, I was still full, honestly, from lunch.
Hair on your arms.
How Chad goes and throws the meat on there, and he's like, "Go get it." With flames licking the roof of that shed out there, and I was surprised it didn't catch on fire.
Hold on, let me make sure I got it. Remember, right? I remember somebody saying, hey, let me do something. I can do something. And I just didn't want to deal with the flames. So I said, okay, well, I'll just let Daniel deal with them. So, but just to remind you, you did ask.
Have you there, Daniel. You did ask for that.
DTY, KO4NUE.
Sorry about that. KI4DTY, I'm back. I hit something on the radio. I hit a button on the radio, and I didn't hear anything that you said.
Again, pushing buttons.
KI4DTY, Daniel, do me a favor. Look up in the upper right-hand corner of the buttons above the dial, and you'll see a button that says lock. Lima, Oscar, Charlie, Kilo, and push it. And that way, it doesn't matter what you push on that radio or what you touch on the radio, it locks everything right there. And the only thing you can do is either push the lock button to unlock it or push the mic button to talk. And that stops you from messing with all the buttons on it. Just busy, busy, busy.
I hit the lock button, so we're good now. Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. Sorry, so come back with that.
Stop laughing first, because he keeps hitting buttons on that radio. I don't know where he's going to end up.
KI4DOS, sorry about that unidentified transmission. I just had to throw that in there to pick at Daniel a little bit.
So let me make sure I got this. Let me just explain. So, yesterday I was helping Daniel program his radio, because we got a radios that are the same radio pretty much, and we were trying to get a repeater into the radio, and I'm picking but I'm having fun here, because I know I'm gonna get it, so I might as well get my punches in while I can. So we were on the cell phone together, and I was telling him, okay, I'm going to push, you know, we're going to push the button at the same time. You push the same button I'm telling you to push. So I would push this button, and then I would hear him through the cell phone push the same button. And he did pretty good for, you know, 3 or 4 times. But then I got to noticing, I would reach over and say, okay, now push this button. And then my radio would beep. And then the next thing I know, I heard his radio go, beep, 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 beep. I mean, it was like Morse code. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Daniel, push this button right here. And he's just like, wait a minute, I'm trying this and I'm trying that. And I'm just like, oh, man. Oh, my goodness. So I'm just, you know, I'm just want to say, hey, I can feel it building, so I'm just going to go ahead and get it while I can.
Doing the walking. It was so funny, because I was getting frustrated with myself. But yeah, I was trying to figure it out. It was like you would tell me, and I was trying to, like, I don't know, show I was a big boy here and go to the next step before you ever said it. And it did not bode well for me, let's just say.
I'm over here laughing. One giving instructions and one can't take instructions. I don't know if it was bad instructions or on the other end, but I'll leave it at that. I don't mean to pick at you fellas that bad, because I've made all kinds of mistakes myself. You're the same me trying to program this buddy's TYT that he bought. I like to pull my hair out dry programming that thing.
Well, I
about that. It does, I mean, listen, I know I'm going to throw it, so I have to take it, so it doesn't bother me at all. But on a side note, Gary, it was a pleasure to meet you today and actually get to put a face to the name and to the voice. But I have a TYT 9800 in my truck, and I'm with you with pulling the hair out when I was trying to program it.
KO4HKX. It's the blind leading the blind over there.
Listen, Patrick.
What about that, Patrick? I can't see too good either.
Even funnier about that story is I sold Daniel the radio. It's a 991. Chad and I both have 991As. I had the 610 repeater programmed into it when I sold it to him. Tried to help him over the phone the night before Chad tried to help him. And he still ain't got it.
So he keeps deleting it. And in all fairness, on these radios, you have to really pay attention to what you have highlighted to put in the memory channels. And because it will show you, you know, four memory channels in a row. But there's a little blue box that goes around the actual slot that you want to put the channel in. And if you're, and the screen is blue too, so in all fairness, it's hard to see have highlighted. It's just busy. But it's just like, okay, so make sure the blue box is highlighted, Daniel. Make sure it's in an empty spot. And then all of a sudden, he pushed the button. And then I hear, and I'm just like, okay, all right, go back to VFO. Let's do it again. Because you're so right. I kept erasing. I programmed memory channel one probably 10 times. But here's the kicker, Chad. After we hung up, I erased channel one probably at least four more times.
What memories has that radio got?
It's got 100 or more, not counting the special memory blanks. So, I'm not sure. And it got to a point there for a second where I would just say, before we even hit the button to throw it into memory, it's okay. Let's do it again. Daniel, I'm just picking at you, but I'm just having fun. He's been on me all day, I'd like to add. All day. So, it's time.
Brown's the guy. You ever get the 147, 195, tone 141.3 in that 706 yet?
Oh, so Andy's telling on me. So, I got the ICOM from AK, and I gotta be honest in all fairness. Yeah, it took me about 15 times to Daniel, so I just, you know, I just gotta be straight up with you. I did the same thing the other night on the ICOM, and I just, you know, finally, I was talking to Andy on this repeater, and he said, "We'll go to this frequency, and let's, you know, you can talk with Mandel there." And I said, "Okay, well, I'm moving off frequency. I'll meet you there." And I could not get a PL tone in it. I could listen, and I tried to check in three or four times, and I thought, doggone it, I missed it. And then finally it dawned on me, he's not hearing me. And
Sure enough, I didn't have the PO tone in it, and it took me another 4 or 5 times to figure it out. So hey, I messed up too. So I'm just admitting it, but you know, I kind of got to now since Andy mentioned it.
For coming to my rescue there. I needed that. You know, I think what would have made it easier, I'm so new to radio in general that half these buttons, I don't even know why they do. And to try to program it, I know, in all fairness, Chad, I mean, you baby-stepped me through this thing, so thank you. But it was hilarious, and I was just more aggravated at myself than anything. And then the fact that Patrick gave me this stupid thing with the daggum frequency already programmed in, and then I erased it. I was so mad.
KI4LCI. One thing about it, of course, all this stuff is prehistoric. But, and today you couldn't use them on many repeaters because they didn't have tongue boards in it. Gary might remember, but because his father-in-law was him, but you go look up a Clegg FM-28 2-meter transceiver. It dates back to about 1983-84. I can take that 2-meter radio and do more with it than I can this 8900. But the kicker to it is there's no tone board in it. And there's not many repeaters like this one here that we're on right now that don't have tones in it. And without that tone board, as he found out trying to get into 195 Tuesday evening, you're dead in the water.
Let me make sure I got it. You're exactly right. And I think what gets me is that I have tried to bring up, so I have a monitor here in front of the radio, and when I try to hand jam those frequencies in with the PO tones, I look up at the computer screen and then look back at the radio and put the frequency in. Then I'll mess with the menu until I get to where the PO tone is. And then I'll look back up to the computer screen, and it happens every single time. I will look at the wrong frequency and put the wrong PO tone in it. And it's bad. It's bad. And then the other night, and I've gotten used to it with this Yaesu. I kind of know what to do. But with that ICOM, oh, man, it's just, I got to admit, they're not easy to program to put that information in. It's really not. But I kind of struggled with it a little bit. And it was, I finally couldn't do it. I messed with it. And messed with it and messed with it. Finally, I just said, I'm going to have to give up. I'll try tomorrow. So I woke up the next morning when my mind was a little bit, you know, fresh. And then I was able to get it in. But, you know, it's not. Some of this stuff's not easy, Daniel. And then I'll admit, when I ordered this radio before I even got any license, and thinking, okay, well, I'll get the radio here first, and then when I get my license, I can come right in to operate, you know. So when I got my license, I had to wait 120 days before I ended up. It was 119 days before I got the radio. So I had to go buy a 2-meter rig, mobile, just to kind of get by until the Yaesu, the big radio came in. So by the time the big Yaesu, the 991 came in, I had been on the mobile I'd bought for, a week or two. And I remember when it came in, me and Anna were excited. Well, he took it out of the box and was looking at it, blah, blah, and this, that, and the other. And I just went and set it up. And I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, okay, well, for 2 meter, I need to do this, this, and this. And I'm looking at the front of it, and I'm thinking, wonder what that does. What does this button do? What does that button do? And blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And you and I are a lot alike. The only difference is I'll look at a button and go, I wonder what that does. Well, I better not push it. You're not that way. You see the button and you go, I wonder what that button does. Well, let's push it and see. You just don't do it. Do not do it.
It was so true. I will push it for the freaking heartbeat. It literally could be labeled red, do not push, and I would still push it to see what it does.